Okay. Question four. Euro summer or save for a house?
You know, I think we're split on that one. I'm saying live your hot girl summer and get over to Europe. You're saying live your poor boy life and buy a house.
Be wealthy, don't be poor. You've had 35 hot girl summers in a row. How about you make a responsible decision for once?
Welcome to Checks and Balances, brought to you by Partners Life. I'm Michael Vincent. This is James Blair. And today, you asked, we're answering. It's the question and answers.
Okay, so today we are answering your questions from Instagram. So we went out last week and was like, what do you got? Now, at least half of them weren't appropriate to answer.
No, yeah, no. A lot of them just wanted to know if we were in a relationship.
Yeah,
which like, I mean, we wear the same clothes. We spend a whole lot of time together. We basically are.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what is the definition?
We should also one day release the blooper reel of intros that I do that are too funny, just so that everyone knows I'm funny, that we have to cut.
And if you don't think Mike is funny, just ask him. So let's get into the questions. We've got five that we're going to go through today. Once again, if you've got a question for next time, make sure to send it through to us via Instagram and yep. We will add it to our list. So what have we got up first, Mike?
Question one. How to deal with going from a really good salary, saving, investing, and paying down debt to getting by paycheck to paycheck?
My first question would be around like
what happened?
What's happened? What, you know, is it, you know, have you been made redundant? Have you changed jobs? Have you moved cities? Have you just taken on a bigger mortgage?
Mm.
That's probably the one I would guess.
Yeah.
Where people have, that's the big change at the moment.
Those interest rates?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So obviously interest rates went from about a cool 2%, and Mike, wasn't a great time to be alive.
Someone yesterday who's rolling $5 million of debt basically off 2.99 in June.
So that's an extra 4%.
And he would have it for another year. However, the bank, when he refixed, stuffed it up and were like, oh, well, that rate's gone. We can't give it to you for 4 years. We can only give it to you for 3 years. And I was like, mate, too late to do anything about it now. You should have pushed back at the time.
Yeah. So a 4% interest rate jump on $5 million is $200,000 of interest costs a year.
You're goddamn right it is.
So, I mean, we're having a lot of these conversations.
Yeah.
If we're assuming it's a scenario where interest rates have jumped up, probably one of the things I'd say as a starting point is those people, when interest rates were 2%, we didn't really have a budget. We were just living life, buying Rolexes, buying spas. You couldn't buy a luxury car.
I got three of them.
Yeah. I've had to pawn them all off now so I can make my mortgage repayments. So the first thing I do is one is probably bringing back that structure is really important if you've got a little bit loose.
Yeah.
So making sure we've got the budget. We know where our money is going. And also like after that, realizing that there's different phases in life. There's times where we're charging 100 miles an hour, growing our wealth. But then there's also times where we're holding on a little bit.
Yeah.
And the other piece, you know, 7% interest rates aren't going to last forever.
No, sometimes you're a Rolex, sometimes you're a baby G, you know? All right, question.
Baby G's the worst case scenario?
Yeah, maybe. All right, question two. When was the last time your card declined? I don't know. When was the last time your card declined? Yours must be uni, surely.
I think so. I mean, I've spoken about in the past the rolling the dice going into New World.
Yeah.
Also,
you shopping at New World while at university, bougie times.
Yeah, it was right.
Which
by
is convenience.
Right by my hall.
Yeah.
And there was the rolling the dice of, is my card going to get approved or not? And then going one by one with transactions, like taking things back until it got approved. And that must have been at least a monthly occurrence. That was happening a lot.
Yeah. The last time my card declined, it was just because I was using Apple Pay on my phone and it wouldn't register.
Yeah, boomer.
Yeah, I just get like, I honestly can't even remember, to be honest.
Mm.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I have absolutely no idea.
Call BS on that if you feel obliged to.
I actually can't.
Yeah. Okay, question three. We're going down to one income, so choosing to slum it in a small house instead of overreaching to a nicer house. Is this the wrong thing to do?
It is the right thing to do.
100%. You don't need a bigger box to live in.
Yeah.
You got to think about the pressure that it puts on people.
Mm.
And, you know, if you're in a smaller house, smaller mortgage, less rent, whatever, you're able to build up the emergency fund, build up more financial resilience, and you can do it later on when you're back at two incomes. The people, and there is 1,000 examples, the ones who, you know, we need this thing when you don't really need it. And then the financial stress it puts on them, it's just not worth it.
Yeah, and it's the keeping up with the Joneses, right? I need a bigger box to live in. It needs to be in a better location. Oh, my one's brick. I want it to be weatherboard, you know, that sort of stuff. Mm. At the end of the day, you know, it's honestly just it's just dead money.
Yep.
So I think, you know, really, if you are considering about upgrading to a nicer house, you need to know why you're doing it. There's got to be a good reason and the timing's got to be right. Yep. In the market at the moment, now's a pretty good time to buy and to upgrade to if you're going from that first home buyer bracket to that next home buyer bracket. But again, do you need to do it?
Yeah, I think that is an important point in terms of if you wait another 12, 24 months, you might be paying an extra 10 to 20% on the house.
Yeah.
How do you think that impacts the decision making?
Yeah. For someone who's looking at upgrading, the decision's basically already made. Like you may as well do it now. Yep, your interest rates might be a little bit higher later on, which kind of offset, a little bit lower, which kind of offset those price increases to a degree. But generally speaking, if you're going to do it, just take the jump now.
Mm.
Yeah.
Before we move on, we talk all the time about planning and growing our wealth, but protecting that wealth is just as important. That's why having the right insurance in place can help when life goes unexpectedly.
And that's why this episode is brought to you by Partners Life, a New Zealand-operated award-winning insurance provider with over 300,000 Kiwis insured and 89% of claims paid.
Partners Life understand that having some insurance is better than having no insurance. They have flexible and personalized solutions for any budget or situation.
Check out their website in our show notes below.
Okay, question 4, Euro summer or save for a house?
Euro summer.
That does not surprise me. And if we're doing the Euro summer, specifically where?
The last Euro summer I had, I was in Croatia for a week, then London for a week, then Positano for a week, and then down in Sicily. I would, no offense to Croatia, but since they got the Euro, it's throwing the prices way out of whack. I'd sub Croatia for Montenegro, then go to London because I love it, and then Positano I'd probably miss. But Sicily, my God, if you can get down there, I'd live there.
Cool.
The home of arancini. They take rice. They crumb it. They deep fry it. Oh, mate, so good.
You do like carbs and fried.
So like, honestly, and they just put stuff in it. You can get mozzarella. You can get bolognese. You can get whatever you want in there. Oh, mate, it is heaven on earth. Sicily, heaven on earth.
And all of those places your card didn't decline?
No, it didn't decline.
I'm calling them BS.
It didn't.
Yeah.
Because I managed my money well, James.
Yeah. Even though you're going to Europe instead of buying a house. My answer is buy the freaking house. Look, you got lots of time to be happy later in life. Why not just be miserable, chuck a bucket load of debt on your back at 7%, and just think one day it will get better. And look, it may get better. It may not get better. To help me get up in the morning, I tell myself it's going to get better.
All right, so it was Euro summer, save for a house, and you know I think we're split on that one. I'm saying live your hot girl summer and get over to Europe. You're saying live your poor boy life and buy a house.
Be wealthy, don't be poor. You've had 35 hot girl summers in a row. I bet you make a responsible decision for once.
Okay, question 5. For like the 15th time, we're going to try and get this right, and I'm not going to go over the line. We're going to read out the last 3 transactions in my banking app that are over $300, and we're going to give some context. Okay, we're going to skip some transactions here. We're not going to do like bills, mortgage payments, all the boring stuff because, you know, no one needs to know how much we're spending on, you know, power or Netflix or anything like that. That's not fun. So who's going to start, James, me or you?
I'll go first because I'm struggling to scroll to find things over $300. I'm going to start with...
You were in on Taupo on the weekend.
That's the first one.
Yeah.
So $640, which I feel like was more than I thought it was. I thought it was like about $500.
What was it?
The accommodation with Booker Batch for Taupo.
It's because they take all those fees on the end.
I tell you, they got me. So I spent $640 for 2 nights accommodation down in Taupo for my lovely wife Hannah's birthday. Took Cooper down, had a great time. So 100% worth it.
Didn't catch the invite for that one, but that's cool. All right, so my last, this one isn't technically over $300, it's 300 flat. But I got some cash out at an ATM machine for Michaela's wedding as a gift. One of our staff here, Michaela, got married in Devonport at the officer's mess. It was absolutely beautiful. And the best bit, because it was outside in the sun, they provided parasols and fans. So I was only slightly overheating and I wasn't in the direct sun. I was like sitting there with a parasol, umbrella and a fan, like the only person just like absolutely dying. Yeah.
I know you're going to say this one doesn't count, but I'm back to the 27th of Jan. I found a second one over $300.
Yeah.
$380 on contacts.
Contact lenses.
They're pretty expensive. So it's 3 months worth. I know that one doesn't count, so I'll hit you with another one. This one's $245, but once again, struggling to hit the criteria here. 5-day pass for me and my dad to go watch the cricket in Christchurch, Hagley Oval. We're going to watch Australia dominate the Black Caps. I've already booked an early flight back. I know it's not going to be 5 days. I know it's going to be 3 days.
Home in three.
Yeah, the ROI is incredibly high. Mike, what have you got next?
Cool. My last transaction over 300 was $364.50 at Alma, which is a restaurant in the Viaduct. It was my birthday. I turned 21, which was exciting. I would recommend.
Do you know what date that transaction is? Like just roughly, was it? You know,
the 22nd of February.
Oh, because I didn't remember you with that. So all three of your recent transactions have come in the last week over $300.
No, two have. The other one was before that.
Okay.
It's a wild ride, James. Hang on. One's for a wedding and one's for my birthday, mate. So come on.
You're getting a bit defensive here,
what
mate?
Could I recommend? The anchovy toast. I think it got voted New Zealand's best dish. Absolutely phenomenal. And the pork tacos. The guy came out and he's like, it's everyone's favorite dish. And I was like, is it, mate?
That's good.
And then when they came out, my Lord, that was heaven.
I am setting myself up a failure here. So I'm doing like a 6-week fitness challenge. Of course, you know, your boy's looking strong at the moment. I left that dinner,
yeah,
and was like, because once you guys started ordering dessert, I'm like, I don't play with dessert. But I left and I assumed I had a chat with somebody about somebody else picking up the bill because it's your birthday.
Yeah.
Did you pay for the bill for your birthday?
Some of it, yeah.
That's not great. I'm sorry about that.
Look, mate, it is what it is. Yeah. Okay. I thought you were going to say, I left and I went home assuming everyone was going home.
Yeah. No. That doesn't happen very often, right? So my third transaction is $338, which is tickets for, and I'm just going to point out, Mike, this is on the 12th of January as well.
Yeah.
So like how time for these transactions is quite different.
Yeah.
$338 to pay for the tickets to go into Christchurch, which is good.
Nice. Okay. My last transaction is $560 flat at Clinic One in College Hill for my Botox.
Oh, you don't go out west anymore?
No, well, I tried a new person. Usually I go to Tanya out west, like things like Appearance Matters or something, and she's really good. I tried Clinic One because obviously it's closer to my life. It was good. It was good. But I think I'll probably stick to Tanya.
And just on that investment of $560, do you want any external feedback on whether that's you've got a good ROI there or not?
I've already had it, mate. I said I turned 21 and you didn't even blink.
Because I've ignored it for the last 10 years. Thank you very much, Partners Live, for sponsoring the episode. If you have questions you need answered, make sure to slide into our DMs and put those questions in there. We will see you next time. Make sure to give us a subscription. Make sure to review. Make sure to like, and we'll catch you next time.
And subscribe as well. Cheers.